This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban insurgents carried out a suicide bombing and other attacks against government security installations in Afghanistan, killing up to 20 people and injuring dozens more. Afghan officials said a suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden mini truck into an army commando unit in the northern Balkh province early Tuesday morning. The blast, they said, killed at least 3 people and injured more than 40 others. Separately, authorities in Shahrak district in central Ghor province told VOA that Taliban rebels stormed a police outpost in a pre-dawn attack that killed 8 security personnel and injured 6 others. The Taliban took responsibility Sunday for detonating an improvised explosive device at the entrance of a district police headquarters in central eastern Ghazni province before a group of insurgents stormed the building. Afghan officials confirmed the killing of at least 3 security personnel. The insurgents claimed the bomb and gun raid left 28 government forces dead. The deadly violence coincides with delays in the opening of U.S.-backed peace talks between Afghan rivals. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump delivers the keynote address Tuesday from the White House Rose Garden as Republicans hold the second night of their national nominating convention. Other prominent speakers are expected to include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and 2 of President Donald Trump's children, Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump. The convention began Monday night with President Trump taking center stage and immediately signaling that defending his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the ensuing economic crisis is paramount in winning a second term. You can find more on U.S. politics, the presidential race, and all other news that we cover at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, this is VOA News.